This is a production of Cornell University.
Welcome to another episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast, presented in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. You can find them online at www.mysta.org. We'd also like to thank the Long Island, Adirondack, and Finger Lakes Regional Golf Course Superintendent Associations for their continued support of the Shortcut newsletter. Let's get to the weekly growing season observations with Dr. Frank Rossi. All right, welcome everybody to another episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. It's May 4th. We're here with Dr. Frank Rossi, and as always, we'll start with the weather. Frank, last week we predicted this cool down. We're going to see that again in the coming weeks, right?
That's right. You know, we had the warm up. Everybody started to see the growth surge, and now the cool weather's coming. Art is predicting 10 to 12 degrees below normal. We're talking about low 20s. By Monday for lows, even in the southern regions, maybe into the low 40s in the southern regions. So big cool down. Couple of things noteworthy. Again, pink snow mold, microdochium patch. Make sure you've got some preventative controls in place for that. And also, I think Art's been continually surprised by the higher dollar spot risk that our models are showing in the southern part of the region. So if you're listening to this podcast, you know, Philly and south, you're seeing some dollar spot pressure already early. And that coincides with some other yellowing that we see, Carl, that they talked about with some of the winter annuals.
Right. So those winter annuals are starting to fade now that we're a little bit into the season. Let's discuss that yellowing specifically of the annual bluegrass on some athletic fields.
Right, athletic fields, right? Very different than we find on golf courses where you get heavily disturbed areas like lawns and sports fields, a lot of open space. The annual bluegrass will fill in the fall. It's a winter annual in its weedy form. And then in the spring starts to flower, and flowers profusely as an annual. You can tell if you have a high population of annual bluegrasses because they flower profusely in the spring. And as they're doing that, won't notice that their leaves were yellowing down, right? And so that's sort of a shift from vegetative growth to reproductive growth, and the plant puts all its resources into the flower. Now, the other side of that is widespread grumbling about poor seed head suppression on golf courses. A lot of guys have been talking about this, that even the fall apps, very sporadic control of seed heads on annual bluegrass, not so much a winter annual thing. In that case, on golf courses, they're going to be more perennial type. But also, I think, indicates that the weather patterns are going to make some of these timing issues more difficult, and that led us to the timing of sod at this time, right, Carl?
Yeah, Nick Menchuk was mentioning he got a call in for someone in New York City asking if they should attempt to establish sod basically in July. They do have the ability to irrigate, but we discussed the pros and cons of, well, mostly cons, I guess, of trying to establish in July versus waiting until the fall season.
Right, and so I referred them to some work that Jason Henderson's been doing at the University of Connecticut, where he looked at laying sod at different times and found consistently, whenever he laid the sod, bluegrass sod, there was significant root loss during the summer months. He laid it in the fall. When he laid it in November and December in southeastern Connecticut, he had really good rooting come spring, really good rooting into the summer, and then rooting declined. But because he started out with more roots from the fall and spring rooting period, what he lost still gave him a good root mass. When he put it on in the spring, he didn't get enough roots to not have a significant root loss, and then laying in the summertime is absolutely the worst time to be laying sod, even with water available, because those plants are just going to have so much work to do just to compensate for having their root system removed and then put into an environment where there's heat stress. Even water is not going to help those things plug along. So, of course, you do what you can do when you have a sports field, but if you have the flexibility to either wait and not sod in July or just play a temporary surface for the coming fall season, you're much better in that case waiting until September, October to get that sod down rather than trying to get it down in July.
Excellent. As usual, we hit on a medley of topics today. As a reminder, we'll be tweeting out additional growing season observations that don't make it into this podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Cornell Turf, and feel free to send us pictures or updates from your neck of the woods, because you never know, they may make it into the podcast next week. With that, thank you all for joining us for the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. See you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.